In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Makita Cookies, but every day it's looking more and more like Makita Cookies is involved with Young Dolph Death. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. I was just looking online, and I was seeing how the owner of Makita Cookies, how Makita Cookies is actually 30-something thousand dollars in debt on that building. That's crazy. And it's sad how so many things is leading back to Makita Cookies. They saying Young Dolph was a silent partner. They saying he always frequent that spot when he was in the hood. It's sad. The daughter of the owners is cool with Young Dolph ops. She's in numerous pictures with him floating around. She throwing it up with him. The sad part is, when Young Dolph first was killed, Makita Cookies came out and said Makita is the name of their niece who died of cancer. Makita Denise Hill. I remember that. I remember seeing footage of the owners of Makita and Young Dolph at some type of cancer awareness event, some cancer fundraising, cancer research fundraising, something at one of the local hospitals in Memphis. The sad part about that is, if they was there supporting that cancer hospital and Young Dolph was there to support that hospital, and now to come to find out they niece that supposedly died of cancer don't even exist. I am searching online and it is saying there is no record. There is no record of a Makita Denise Hill born, or no U.S. records of a Makita Denise Hill deceased. If they niece do not exist, this might go down as one of the biggest hip hop conspiracies of all time. Outside of Biggie and Tupac, this might be one of the biggest. Because if Makita do not exist, then that means the plan to murder Young Dolph stems all the way back to when they probably decided to come up with the storyline of a niece who died from cancer, knowing Young Dolph had a family member that died of cancer and was supporting that hospital or that cancer research, whatever it was. That's sad. I hope that information is not true. I hope that Cookie Shop family did not lie about some fictitious niece that died of cancer. Probably was collecting donations and everything in the name of cancer research, some bullshit. That's real rap. If that's true, that's some bullshit. This is the type of scams and fraud that affect the Black community in such terrible ways. The community feel the brunt of that. Because it's the community that's spending their hard-earned money on your products. It's the community that's donating to your nonprofit. If Makita do not exist, and you started a cookie shop business in that name, then it's not too far-fetched to say you have a nonprofit in that name or a nonprofit aimed at donating to cancer research or benefit kids with cancer, some shit that justify your niece dying with cancer and why y'all feel so sympathetic for the cause. So if you have a for-profit business for a niece that the media is saying don't exist, I'm not saying that. The media is saying that. Allegedly, this Makita niece that had died of cancer, allegedly, this niece do not exist, is what they are saying. If that's true, this is potentially one of the biggest hip-hop conspiracies of all times. The biggest scam of all times in hip-hop. If that's true, there are bigwigs, higher uppers with their hands in a cookie jar calling the shots. Makita's was in debt. They owed taxes. Over $30,000 in taxes. That's crazy. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit that notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.